Three giant projection screens and a row of stage lights are behind Pastor Olu Brown. He stands in front of hundreds gathered for worship on Sunday morning at Impact Church. It's in a renovated warehouse in the East Point neighborhood of Atlanta. Brown starts reading from the Bible, but he changes a few of the words.
They are stronger than we are. So they spread this bad report on Twitter around the land among the Israelites, and it blew up on Facebook.
Brown's translation might seem like a corny attempt to sound hip, but he has to hold the attention of people who aren't even in the building. Hundreds are streaming the service online, and more will watch the video when it's posted on Facebook.
In terms of live stream on Sundays, we get anywhere between 600 to 1,000 people online.
Andre Barnes is technology director at Impact Church. During services, he's in the back of the sanctuary with his very own tech team. They create social media posts, monitor the live video stream, and think up ideas for viral videos. Like this spoof on a car commercial starring Matthew McConaughey.
Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. Like driving around in my Honda in the church parking lot, making it look like it's an expensive Lincoln car commercial on the streets of New York. Around, around.
That video got national attention, and it caught the eye of other Atlanta churches.
I'm not going to say the church, but there's a big church. You know, people think that we're a megachurch, but there's a massive church here in Atlanta. And one of their former video producers said that they were told to look at our videos for inspiration.
And clicks on the internet can translate to donations. Back at Impact Church, logistics director Maxine Fierce explains to me all the ways to donate.
You can mail it in, you can PayPal, you can also use a kiosk. We have giving kiosks throughout so that they give on the kiosk.
Just swipe your credit card, tap the screen, and your duty's done. You can even sign up for regular withdrawals from your checking account. The kiosks are only one of many screens around Impact Church. There are the big HD screens for people who don't fit in the sanctuary, and the TVs in the restrooms. I'll let Elvin Hawkins, a hospitality volunteer, explain that one.
Yeah, the pastor's requested that we keep ESPN over the year or no, because, I mean, men need to be engaged to be in church, I think, you know, more so than it tends to be, you know, mostly ladies that come to church, but, you know, we do things to engage the entire family.
All these accommodations help get people to church and make money, but what if you can't be there? Victoria Diaz is one of hundreds who regularly attends Impact Church via the live web stream. She lives in Massachusetts. I spoke with her on Skype right after a service.
I want to be there, I want to participate, and I can't. And so the next best thing was to connect online that way.
People who stream the service can chat with others in a window right next to the video. And sometimes the stream even includes footage from a drone flying above the heads of worshipers. It makes people online feel like they're in the sanctuary. Impact Church is far from the first to invest so heavily in technology. For example, the internet TV station, Life Church. In 2007, it started holding services in the virtual world of the game Second Life, home to millions of animated avatars. Here's a typical sermon from its founder, Craig Gershell.
Those of you at Church Online, would you click right below me, saying, I'm becoming a follower of Jesus. And as people at churches across the world are crying out to the God who loves them.
Life Church also has physical locations around the country, but on Sunday, many of those locations still stream Gershell's weekly sermons. Douglas Estes is a theology professor at South University. He says before the recession, churches began investing in technology. After the economy improved, they really committed. He expects that trend to continue.
An example would be holographic technology, where you will actually look like and seem like you're actually there, even though you're not there, and vice versa.
And those virtual services will be yet another way to bring in real dollars. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.